everybody, welcome back to Retro Stellar. This is our winter adventure. This is the Midwinter Tale 2. And we are, of course, Hearthfire Tales. I'm
yes,
Jim.
We are.
We have Ryan. We have Dylan. And we're here for the ultimate, final, exciting, climactic, thrilling conclusion to our Aliens in the 80s story. Let's hit it up
with Aliens.
Wicked synth from Ryan.
Nice.
And then a quick recap for... From, roll it up for me.
From you?
No, I'm not doing it.
No, me and Ryan have done one.
Sorry, I've told the story, and the most exciting bit for me that I get 3 to 4 times a year is you guys recapping that story for me. So
I'm doing this, so you got to do it.
No, that's not how it works.
No, because you got to give the recap while I'm playing.
I got a 6. You could just loop it. Do you use a loop pedal?
No,
you have one of them.
No. Actually, I like this, Dylan. You're gonna do the recap.
Ryan,
you're going to live score the recap for me. I only get a few of these a year. I want it to be special.
This is bullshit.
Oh, okay, yeah. 3, 2, 1, recap.
The year is 1986. I'm just a kid. My whole life has been turned upside down. I didn't have much friends, and one of the friends I had turned out to be an alien, but... I got to meet my hero, Ralph Macchio. I still haven't quite got the high score on Karate Champ, but, you know, maybe someday that'll happen. Brittany's just said she's going off to college, and I don't know what I'm going to do with that, what I'm going to do without her when she leaves, but right now we've got other things happening. Our dad was taken into prison, into jail, to take him by the cops so he can... because he saw aliens and... kind of came across this conspiracy, and so like we're a good son and daughter, and we went to go help him. We found a VCR tape and we put it into a VCR, and the Duke was like, "You shouldn't have looked at that," or "You shouldn't have looked at that," whatever his voice was. It's all such a mess in my mind. And so we did what we thought we'd do. We should do what our dad told us to do. We rang the feds, and now that turned out that was the wrong move, because the aliens are actually... They're pretty good guys. They're not bogus at all. And so here we are. We're in the basement of this... Well, we thought it was a shopping mall. It's actually a spaceship. And they're all emotional, and I don't really know how to deal with that. But Marco Flex has... said that, you know, we need to help them. We need to, you know, Brittany seems to really like him. I want to make sure Brittany's happy. We gotta make sure that the feds don't interfere. But they've just arrived in their vans and their cars, and I know they probably have guns and stuff. And I'm just a kid in a karate suit, and I don't know what to do. But we're gonna try anyway, because that's what Ralph Macchio would do. So here we are.
I loved that. That was great. I love that the word bogus finally got into this game as well.
Are we just going to have me live score stuff more often? That was actually kind of fun.
That was fucking sick. Obviously, we're doing that more often.
You also need to be able to speak at certain points, though, so...
Okay, no.
This is your way of getting out of recaps, isn't it? Yeah. Live scoring recaps.
As long as I'm doing pad stuff, I can talk over this. In a dramatic voice. I can't really do that. I don't know about lead part, but...
Yeah, nice. You just get better at it and then do that for me. I want like...
Not if I'm riding them on the fly.
Solos?
Yeah.
While you're intricately, in detail, telling me what happened.
Yeah, and checking your character sheet and stuff as well.
And rolling.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is get more hands.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Okay.
Marco might be able to help you with that.
Yeah, we're going to jump in. So I don't... Obviously, we're in the basement of the mall. Now, this presents me, the DM, with a slight issue in that I can't have you cycle anywhere. But thankfully, the aliens are incredibly...
Are we going to do another one?
...active. So you see two exercise bikes in the corner of this alien thing, and you think, we need a minute to decompress and get ourselves...
generate some power.
...properly lined up here. Yeah, also, you can generate a little bit of power for the ship. I want you guys to hop on the exercise bikes.
Sure.
And I want you to tell me how your characters are feeling at this moment.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I covered it all in the recap.
Yeah, well, Brittany, you can tell me.
Yeah, so this has been, like, so much to take in. I mean, Marco finally asked me to the dance, but now he's acting a little clingy here, like, saying potentially soulmate, saying he's gonna stay on this planet to be with me. Like, oh man, like, I was so excited for this dance, but I know I'm going away to college next year, and I just wanted to see maybe where this would go, but I can't give up my plans just to be with him. I'm really proud of seeing my brother, like, being so brave and getting out there, but I'm really worried about him. He's got what seems to be an unhealthy obsession with the Karate Kid. And it seems to only be made worse by stress, which doesn't seem like a healthy reaction to stressful situations. And now it seems like maybe what's happening has been made worse by when we thought we were doing the right thing. But that just seems to be how life is, Jim.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah, okay. You hit your required fucking distance meter on the exercise bike. And you feel a little more decompressed. Marco is looking at the security cameras. You know, he's got them on the wrist pad or whatever. And he goes, ah, lads, look, we're like 99% of the way there on the energy generation, right? Like, so all we got to do is we just got to stall these boys, you know?
I forgot that was the voice you were doing for him.
Yeah, sorry, man. I can go, like, you know, look, I'm going to have to swap back to me public voice when we get out of here, yeah? But just all we got to do is, like, and I know this is a really big ask, like, you know, but we're just three kids, you know, we're just innocent kids.
Jesus Christ.
But we're going to have to stall these guys. Like, do you think you can help me with that? Because, like, no bads or whatever, like, but it's your fault that they're here.
Also, I would just like to make a quick question, Marco.
Yeah, of course. Sure. I'm an open book now.
Like, a little bit ago, you said that you were born, like, 15 years ago, but you were clearly in my classes as a senior. Like, are you just... Do you age more quickly?
Do you
come out at 2 years old?
No. As infants, we do have, a much quicker aging thing. So up until about the age of four, we're aging at double the rate you humans would. It's kind of like a... It's a survival thing in space, obviously, because an infant is very exposed in space. So we really fast track that bit of our development.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm probably closer to your age in years. But then again, consider years as a construct of this planet, because once you move beyond the confines of the galaxy...
Well, it is all based on what planet,
Exactly, yeah. Because where I come from, days are actually much shorter. So in my gestational period, the original time was actually on a different time frame because we were orbiting a different sun, if you know what I mean. And that was the biology that my parents were
working
on.
I know this is not pertinent to what's happening, but I really needed to clear that up.
No, that's fine, because, like, we get it. You know, you don't want to be, you know, going to the dance with, like, a 15-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. Emotionally and physically, I'm at your level. Like, don't worry. It's space shit. Don't worry about it. Like,
no, I'm okay with that.
Duke is only 30 years old. Like, because, you know, the planet we were on when he was born, like, took, you know, 800 days to orbit the sun. So that's a whole other thing. It absolutely fucked his mind as well, which is something that I have to talk to you about, because of that, because he's absolutely time fucked. He's an absolute fucking scatterbrain, yeah. And I am a bit concerned, because just on the tech pad here, we're after getting reports that the key to starting the spaceship was actually in Duke's possession, and he thinks he's misplaced it. Now, look, we've sent boys over to investigate
Dylan.
That, but
Dylan.
I can't help that Randall's an idiot and can't. not an idiot, but, like, is...
He got stolen.
Is unable to defend himself.
What?
Does it kind of look like a sphere that's, like, cut in half?
Yeah, like if you took an apple and an orange and made, like, the mean shape, weight, and size of those two objects, then made it silver with interlacing...
This is becoming a really difficult comparison.
Yeah, but that's what we chose when we arrived on this planet, and now we got to stick with it, don't we?
So Chet has that?
Ah, for fuck's sake. Chet, of all fucking people. Alright, Chet, look, well, at least the thing is, Chet shouldn't be too hard to deal with compared to these, you know, government forces that are right now, yeah, in the mall. Alright, so here's what we're going to have to do, yeah? We got a 4-point plan, and this is what I need from you. One, we got to delay the government long enough for us to build up that last 1%, yeah? Because it's nothing worse than the spaceship stops and you're 700 light years from home and you can't get the last way and you just die looking at your home in space. You know, nobody wants that. Secondly, right, we're going to have to make sure that all the aliens, sorry, all of us are safe.
Immigrants.
What's your home world called?
Expatriates? Is that what you would prefer to be called rather than aliens?
Brittany, I was born on this planet. I'm an American. Like. God, like, you're so regressive sometimes.
That's why I was asking about like what your parents would rather be called, because aliens doesn't seem like a very nice term for it.
Yeah, no, just call me Marco, like, you know, I'm just...
No, I'm talking about your parents. You said the term parents, aliens, yeah, and look, I felt bad for you,
Jim,
using that term.
Just say where I come from.
Detracting too much. What's the home planet called?
Are you reading off Quinalaca. Of a
yeah, we come from Quinalaca. That's why we have problems with the seas here, the hard seas on Earth, because we're used to saying, you know? It's probably why we gravitated
towards... You said the hard seas. I thought you were talking about sailing for a second.
Oh, no. We
the
sail,
hard seas.
We sail the soft seas, you know? The astral seas. Yeah, no, Quinalaca is the name of our planet. And then sometimes if you want to use the formalized native language, you say Quinalacaflex. And that's where, you know, that's
yeah,
why
that makes sense.
All of our names end with the word flex. You know, it's just kind of like one of these linguistic wibbles that doesn't come through.
You think I could be called Randall Flex?
I mean, like, is that cultural appropriation? Is it not? Like, am I one to talk sitting here having, you know, being one of you lads? You know, so.
What do you mean, one of you lads?
Like, an earthling, natively, you know? Because I'm like second generation earthling, you know? So I have come here and our race has adapted the visage of your race, you know? So I have to concede that to you is that, yeah. You know, in order to blend in, I had to come towards you in my physicality and leave what I genetically.
How do you feel with the fact that you all had to put so much trust in the police force knowing that they're...
Oh, we immediately got rid of the police force that was here and replaced them. Like,
oh, good.
Couldn't be trusted, like, you know. Yeah, and like, even with our best efforts, like, once our guys got in there, like, 50% racist conversion immediately, like... Once they got the power in their hands, like, so we said that's a decent enough level that we would advance social and emotional.
That's the bare minimum you could ever like, hope for.
We're with advanced social and emotional capabilities could get it to 50%, and we consider that a solid victory in this situation, you know?
So I send out FPBs now. 50 police bastards.
So, like, best you can hope for, alien invasion, get the numbers at least halved, you know? But, yeah, so, look, forward to that. When the spaceship takes off, look, I know I said that it's a safe, there's no, you know, combustion, there's no explosive materials, but, you know, there's every possibility, like, it's not the whole mall is going to take off, it's just our ship going to take out of the core of the thing, you know? So we gotta just make sure that the mall is also empty when that happens, because God forbid, you know, we knock loose the ceiling tile and it does someone a concussion, you know? So, like...
Very considerate.
No, like I said, we're a very empathetic race, so, like, we just don't want to cause any harm. We want to leave you with, you know, a nice half a mall as well. So...
with a big open wall.
Oh, no, that's the external ship. That wall you saw from the outside, that'll remain in place, and we'll leave from behind that wall. Like,
oh,
you know?
Okay.
It's kind of like a two-stage launch with a silent first stage. So in your earthbound
the amount of technical
ship,
analysis is
so unnecessary.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
rounding people up.
No, you've got me on my tech buzz now. Sorry. This isn't like a, it's like a two-stage launch, but not like yours where it's, you know, initial launch is burning a whole heap of fuel. Like, you know, we get ourselves up quickly to a safe distance and then we engage the main thrusters. But like, obviously it's hard to steer a ship without some guidance in that regard. So there is actually a hollow shell, and that's what that steel wall you saw was. So your wall will have a back wall. Your wall will have a back wall. Don't worry about that, Luke, you know?
Good, because it's December in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. No, we wouldn't leave you in a cold mall. Don't worry about that. That's the last thing we want, Luke. And then finally, we got to launch the ship, which means getting that key back from Chet.
Chet,
you know, what a fucking dickhead, like. But, listen, just to let you know how that yoke works, right? So that bit, that is, it's meant to adapt to your human tech as well. So basically, you need to find something that, you know, you'd be able to activate.
Yes.
And then you just sit that semicircle, the sheared off sides of it down on top of that, whatever that might be, like, you know, set of car keys or something, you know? Oh, no, it's the 1980s, not car keys. They're analog.
Yeah.
You need something with a signal, you know, like... Fuck, like if it's got like you, a fiber optic cable.
Leave this to me.
Have I made it clear?
Yeah.
All right. So, look, we need a team name here. Yeah. Anybody got any suggestions?
No.
Don't you want to be called like, what was it, like Cobra or something? After
no, I don't want to be called Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai is a sick name, man. That sounds to me like the name of champions and winners. Yeah.
No. We can just be called. The Karate Kids.
Brittany, I feel like this is mega important for his mental health.
I do too, and I am not really concerned with the name.
We can call ourselves the Machios either.
Karate Kids. Let's go. So Marco is going to come with you because obviously he's planning on staying here.
Yeah.
So he can't be in the ship when it takes off as well. So Ari, yeah. Let's go. And he, you know, goes up to the door and he's like, oh. And then the door goes, and you guys exit out back up into the thrust, the main space of the mall.
In the elevator, I'm going to gently, like, very nervously reach out and kind of grab Pinkies with him.
Yeah, like absolutely matching the nerves and energy of you. You feel him like pinky hook back.
Nice.
And he's like, well, you know, I seem like I'm, you know, on top of this situation, but I'm scared too. Just to let you know, I'm not. We're in this together, yeah?
Yeah.
Ari.
We'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, we will. Like, do you think
guys are weird.
Do you think there's a forced planet we've had to flee in exactly these circumstances? No, not a chance, like. You're in a karate gi, like.
Actually, yeah, I think at this point, I'm like, you know what?
Oh, you've gone back to full.
I've taken off the hoodie, so I'm not, like, in disguise anymore.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be one of those real 80s moments where, like, it's like the reawakening of Randall as he, like,
takes the.
Absolutely, like, unzip the hoodie slowly, and you see the karate gi kind of. Checking all the internal straps to make sure that it's tight. He goes, actually, look, that it, you know, it was real fucking cold outside. Hold on a second. And you see, like, out from his, like, underneath his regular clothes, he has, like, some alien garb. And he pulls out, like an alien strap that looks like, you know, for all the world, like a karate belt.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, this will keep you... This will keep that all together for what's to come. And, like, he gives it to you. He's not going to assume to put it on you, but he will give it to you as a gift. Like,
great.
You
know? I tie it very badly.
Yeah, you just tie, like, a shoelace knot.
Yes.
They got a big fucking bow.
Yeah.
Like, just a regular ass knot.
It's like, just like a regular knot, and it's half, like, tucked in back on itself. Yeah,
in
like
open defiance of all karate tradition, you just tie a regular knot in it.
Yeah, I never had a belt to actually practice with it, so I never got it.
Get to the top, doors open. You see, like, the mall, this is still unfolding in front of you. So you can see in the bottom layer of the mall, kind of where you guys are stepping out of this elevator, yet there are like two or three of these feds kind of like walking around, kind of taking people off to the side, you know, trying not to cause a scene, but very much like gathering people together.
Not being discreet at the same time.
Like, being discreet, like not causing a panic, but just going up and being like, we need you to stay here, stay in this group, don't move, we're going to come back. And like, they're basically group people up to start investigating them, you know? You can see there's some going up towards the second level of the mall as well. So they are starting to like really integrate with the whole mall. The Christmas music is still playing. But you can see like they're actively working to like turn off all the speakers, just because if the music stops, they can get the attention of everybody and do what they need to do a lot easier, you know? So the situation that you have in front of you is you have these feds actively working to, they unbeknownst to themselves, undo the energy generation. So I'm going to leave it now in your hands and say, how do you guys want to fuck with the feds and stop them? And I want you guys to be as home alone about this as you possibly can.
Ryan, you're an American. What's in a mall?
So, first things first, there's going to be a big old toy shop.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
And there's always a big display of like balls and things like that.
Yeah, no, there is one of these big ball pits. Yeah. 100%.
And throwing those out on the floor always in movies causes people to somehow just throw marbles on the ground, everything.
People are incapable of not lifting their feet and stepping on things all the time.
100%.
Definitely from one of the upper levels, like, you know, accidentally drop some smoothies on them, you know, like blinding them and things, you know.
So I'm going to say, there are, you guys are going to have to deal with five feds here, okay? So you're going to have to, like, absolute 80s montage style, take these out one by one. Now, if you want, you can set all your traps and then we'll go through the resolution one by one if you want to absolutely montage it. But
I mean, how can we not, like, we have to montage, it's an 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice. Fed number one.
I've told some girls, like, oh, you know, we need to stop these guys and rebellious, you know, my rebellious friends and everything.
Yeah, yeah, around, for sure.
For
like,
this.
They so don't they all know get about smoothies. The aliens. They're just like, yeah.
Yes, they've got their smoothies and they're just sitting, like, standing on the railing, you know, like, looking over the railing are, waiting for one of the feds to walk underneath them.
Yeah. And also, oh my God, you look so good walking next to Marco.
Thank you. Yeah, like, you would not believe the day I've had. And my hair's a bit of a mess now from cycling everywhere. But, like,
luckily there's a gallon
of hairspray on there.
Yeah, you see your hair has, like, actually just not changed shape at all. Like, if you were to flick it, it would be like...
Yeah. I think I would like to go to, like, all of the escalators and stuff just, like, change them so that they're all going down. So it's very... It's slightly harder for them to get up.
Yeah, no, that's top tier. If I had chocolate, I'd give you some. Okay, yeah. Three feds left to deal with. What are your plans? We'll say two because you've got your ball tactic as well.
Yeah. That's another one.
Okay, just delaying the feds.
Also, you can call in the aid of anybody you want in this situation. So, like, with the exception of, you know, your dad who's in a prison cell.
Yeah.
Most people you've kind of interacted with now would be at the festival and kind of in the vicinity. So you can call on anyone's help if you need it.
So in very 80s montage style, one of the feds is going to see us and start coming at us. And then I'm going to loudly go, oh my God, everything is 80% off at JCPenney? And just hordes of women and everything start just
immediately
pouring.
Immediately caught up in the crowd and whisk. Like, you just see him coming for you. You say it, then this, like, horde of people, like, tear by him. And when they clear, it's just, like, all you can see is the earpiece on the ground. Fed left.
What if we get Marco to, like, radio or something to the cops? Like, to the alien cops, the non-racist ones? and get them to come in and like just cause a scene, like accidentally arrest one of the like the last remaining Fed or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, cool. So this all plays out like in a very quick succession. You know, you've got the, like, as you're doing these the staircases,
yeah,
like there were feds like running up the stairs. You like, you know, scurry over like 80s kid style, like lift up the flap, and there's a button that says up and a button that says down. Randall fucks it up and hits up first and then he goes oh, and he hits down, and then you see like just the absolute like lurch in momentum,
because
like there weren't the same safety protocols on these things. There was no like, it didn't slow down and then reverse. It just goes dunk. Every one of them falls flat on their face onto these steps, absolutely like just demolished a heap of them with these. As this is happening, another fed is like on the second floor running towards you guys, sees this, is looking at it, and doesn't realize all these balls are now underneath his feet.
Yes.
Takes a step, loses it, tries to catch his balance, steps on another one and goes whoa, lands on them and slides like well out of shot. At the same, again, the same instant, you see another fed goes to like his earpiece and he's like, somebody's interfering with our up, and then like heap of smoothie just and you see his earpiece going like
yes
and he's like hello fuck, I'm cold and wet and sweet,
I need to go home.
And he's like, it's like down his spine, and he's like and he just like runs to the bathroom. Have I missed any?
We already did the JCPenney one.
The JCPenney one. That's all of them, isn't it?
And then the other
cop getting arrested.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, when all this is happening, the feds are like, you know, the remaining feds down by the door are like seeing all this unfold, and they're like, what the fuck? And then, like, they turn to go out and get, like, more kit and stuff to deal with this. But as they do, they just find, like, the 50% non-racist cop just stood, like, you know, classic batons in hand and shit. And this absolute fucking fed cop brawl breaks out in the door, but it's like over the top 80s stuff, so like they're throwing each other through like popcorn stands and shit.
Yes.
You know, nobody seems to be taking any real injuries, but like the fight just keeps going. Nice. So you've managed to stop the feds, and you can see Marco, he's looking at, like, subtly kind of looking at his thing. It looks like he's just kind of standing there in a pose, but you can tell that he's really like,
yeah,
well, looking at his little tech pad, and he's like 98.9, 98.10, it's decibels here on Earth, isn't it? Yeah. All right, that's it. And he gives you like a subtle like thumbs up. We have the power. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing you guys have to do is you gotta evacuate the mall now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We can maybe like get two birds, one stone here. If we know, and I'm sorry I keep going on about him, but we know that Mr. Macho is up in the security thing. Can we like get like an announcement for like the security?
Yeah, that's what,
like,
I was thinking.
Office to like get everyone to flee then,
you
if
go,
they have the power?
You go talk to Roger and Ralph, and
don't do this to me, Brittany.
And I'll go, and I'll go make an announcement.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Hop in the elevator or whatever it was, because Marco told us where he was being kept.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you know, he's just like, there's like a green room upstairs for like, you know, speaking guests, because they do like book signings and stuff the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they do an aerobics, like every month there's like an aerobics festival here in the
where our mom hosts it.
Your mom wouldn't host it. She's not that famous at aerobics. Like, you know, she's trying to get to that level.
She's the world champion now, Jim.
We'll see how your mom does towards the end.
Okay, so I'll go find Ralph. You go to the security center, or do you think they're in the same?
Yeah, I'll go make an announcement.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Who wants to go first? We'll get Ralph first.
Sure. I get Marco to give me directions as to where I'm going.
Oh yeah, dude, like, so like you gotta, like, there's people near him. You gotta, like, so basically you just head to the elevator, and then you like you go in, you're gonna have to hit the there's like a 2.5 floor button. It's like a mezzanine for like, it's green room and stuff. If you get up to the top and there's somebody guarding it, like, you know, just tell them like, oh, hey, look, there's something going on at the bottom of the wall. Like, you know, and then you can say like, Marco Flex sent me up here. I just got to get in and talk to Ralph. You
know? Yeah.
And then like, you just go in and he should just be in there. Like, you know, it's like one of these rooms. They've got like all the mirrors with stuff around, like a whole heap of Nutri-Grain bars and stuff. So like, should be fine. And then he leans in. He's like, yeah, good luck, man. You know, you're going to do great.
Thanks.
Yeah, try not to freeze when you talk to him. Yeah, I get the feeling that there's going to be a really big deal for you and we don't have time for that kind of thing. So like, really just, like, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but just like, dial it in, focus up, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right, yeah, go on.
Okay, chubby kid run to the elevator. Up I go, kind of just like run by him, like, the market flex at me!
just see two people like, did he just say Marco Flex? Just like two absolute humans on the door.
just no subtlety whatsoever. I'm just running in.
Yeah, you get in and it's like, yeah, Ralph Macchio is just there eating a Nutri-Grain bar and drinking a smoothie.
Mr. Macchio, I got a belt.
It is my greatest fan. he's looking at it and he's like, oh, that's good. That's like, you've not tied that right. Hold on. And he like, fixes your belt, ties it for you. And he goes, what's going on? What are you doing in here? Like, I didn't think they let the public in here. Or is this like, are you like a competition winner or something? Like, they always drop this stuff on me.
Mr. Macchio, look, let's just say all my dreams are coming true, okay?
Okay, cool. That's not the case for me right now.
Look, this is going to be very, very hard to explain. You're just going to have to go with me. You know what? You're the best action movie and action star in the entire world. And you're probably the strongest person who's ever lived and could fight off anything.
Yes, go on.
We need you to help defend the mall.
All right. But is this like a 10% commission job or?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that is my standard rate for these things. Okay.
But first,
is this like a public speaking? Do you want me to do another karate demonstration?
Well, honestly, like, if we kind of,
because like, I am under a binding contract that I can only do that one particular karate set that I did earlier. So like,
honestly, that's perfect. I've seen that the way that these feds have like attack, they always come in this one particular pattern. I think I've analyzed your moves countless times and they are going to fall right for this trap.
What? Like, I wish they'd give me a script for these things beforehand. Like, you know, I'm not an improv actor. We go down, what's going to happen? Like, where
Ralph Macchio, believe in you.
Roll me a charm. Difficulty of 8.
Yeah, I'm glad that's an 8.
That's an 8 on the die.
Oh, and shit.
And I get +1 to charm, so.
Yeah, he looks at you for a second and then introspectively is like, I am the best because I believe in me too. Let's go. And he like slams a smoothie down. Also, and from his pocket.
Okay, yes.
He takes out, you know, the sunburst bandana.
Oh, yes.
And he goes, wax on, wax off. Let's go! And he sprints to the elevator.
As we're going, does he have the paraglove on him? Is that around anywhere?
No. It's
I didn't think it would be.
But like, he doesn't care about the power glove.
You know? No, but he should. as I'm like struggling to run, like to, you know, keep pace behind him, I'm like, Mr. Macchio, have you got the power glove?
What?
The glove thing that you're using to drive the car.
Oh, the gaming peripheral. No, hold on. Where did they put that? Oh, yeah, I think it's being stored in the toy shop downstairs because it's something to do with the licensing. Like, okay, it's leased out by those guys.
We gotta go a little detour past them if we can. That'd be great.
Yeah, fine. Look, you know, you're paying. Let's go.
And as like we get the lift back down, I kind of just like stand too close to him and like also just kind of go into like a fighting stance. Like, have you got any tips on my fighting stance?
You gotta arch your back more. Like, hunch yourself over into it, you know? Like, the protection is down by your waist. You need to get your head as close to that as you can.
What I really like about your fighting style is, like, you make yourself, like, as, like, unassuming as possible, as if, like, you know, people can't see you, but you're actually super strong. That's what I really like about you.
Like, all your limbs have to move at once.
Yeah, of course.
In the same direction.
They can't block everything.
Imagine that your wrists are tied together by an invisible rope.
Oh my God, that's...
And where one goes, the other has to follow.
Are you my Mr. Miyagi? Is this finally happening?
No,
am I finally getting a shooter?
No, this is an awkward elevator ride and I'm trying to make it go faster.
I was seeing it in my head after Randall watching the encounter with Brittany. You were reaching out with a pinky.
Oh my God!
He just slapped your hand and he's like, stop it. God, these fucking towns, man. You know I'm meant to be in Okinawa right now filming? You get to the bottom of the elevator. It opens right as he's starting to teach you the crane kicking.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're here. Okay, we gotta go. So you can see, like, there's the toy shop that, like, you previously would have, like, rolled all these balls out of is, like, not too far away and between you and the exit.
Yeah.
So, like, you can detour there, but there is one fed there. It's the dude who had, like, slipped on all the balls. It's just now, like, starting to get up and kick all the balls away. And he's right in the entrance to the toy store. What do you want to do?
Okay, Ralph, this is how we do. He's gonna come. It's gonna be typical, and we're gonna do the routine, and we're gonna get him. Okay.
Ralph just looks at you and goes, hold on. And he walks up to the dude and he's like, hey, I'm Ralph Macchio. I'm supposed to do an appearance in this toy shop and I left my keys in there. Can I just go in?
Yeah, and I punch him in the balls.
Jesus, kid, what are you doing? Roll me a fight. You're right at ball level. Difficulty of 6. Because he's distracted and probably concussed from the ball thing.
I have a D4. It explodes.
No fucking way.
My worst stat.
He's not gonna get it.
That's a 6.
Fuck me. This dude just, like,
I do the proper, like, double punch into his nuts.
One for each nut. The secret technique that only works for Ralph. You just, like, this guy is, like, being like, yeah, oh of course, Mr. Machio, like, big fan. My kid loves you. He kind of crumbles over and just kind of coasts away on the balls. You're able to, like, get into the shop. The power glove isn't, like, it's not in plain view, but, like, Ralph is like, oh, hold on, they always just keep these things in the back room. Like, goes over, opens, like, the storeroom, is like, yeah, here it is, comes out with, like, the power glove. He's like, look, I'll hold on to this until, you know, the actual display, because, you know, you seem a little bit of a loose cannon there. And you guys, like...
Only someone as powerful as you can really wield the power glove, Ralph Macchio.
He looks at you and he's like, that's absolutely right. you guys head down towards the kind of the main foyer area.
Yeah.
What is going on with Brittany?
Yeah, head over to the security office.
Yeah.
I go, hi, so... Being the security guard with all the cameras for the entire mall and everything like that, I'm guessing you know Marco?
Oh, yeah, Marco. He's that kid that has the red car, right? The DeLorean? That's Marco, isn't it?
Marco Flex?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. We need to make an announcement to get all the shoppers out of the mall.
Yeah, that makes sense. Look, unfortunately, though, somebody pickpocketed my card earlier.
Oh, I've got that.
Yeah, okay. You guys open the door and he's like, all right, so, like, what are we announcing here? Like, do you want me to do this? Are you going to do this?
Attention, shoppers!
Oh, you're just doing it. Okay, right, yeah. Let me turn it on for you. He hits the, you know, the on-air button.
Yeah,
the push to talk. Feedback and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Attention, shoppers! As you know, today is the Winter Festival, and before all the dancing and partying begins, we are going to have an impromptu aerobic session outside in the front. featuring one of the latest dance videos from Denise Austin, who is like a really big aerobics.
Sure.
Cool. Of course.
My mom had like all her videos.
Incredible.
Yeah. we're not questioning it.
No, I don't know anything about aerobics. So yeah, you do you.
So go out now for a chance to win your own leotard.
Like you see man, woman, and child turn. Make their way towards the door, but there are still a few holdouts. You got to push it a little more because there are some people who still aren't interested in aerobics. You've got like, you know, some of the mall security and the staff who are like, oh, I can't leave my shop, you know?
For those that are still left in, as you've seen on the commercials lately, termites are a big problem and we're needing to fog the entire mall. So please leave now.
All right, yeah. Okay, so you can see, like, people are kind of, like, you can see the staff on the security cameras, like, looking around.
They're adults, like, right?
They're adults, yeah.
So my rebellious ability to persuade.
Yeah, okay. Give me a charm roll.
The old manipulative Brittany.
I'm going to say it's a difficulty of 6 because this is coming from the speaker of the mall. They're not going to question it too hard.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Oh yeah, with my +3 on that, it was a 5. So
oh yeah, okay, cool. So it's like a +2 on the roll.
Yep. Nice,
perfect. You also kiss. Oh, you didn't use one.
You didn't use one. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You don't get to smell this.
I don't want to smell it so bad. Okay. Yeah, you see, like, the last of them kind of look at each other. You see, like, shoulders shrugging and that kind of thing.
The people working probably are like, oh, that's why they're doing the impromptu thing because they've got
to. Yeah, it all makes sense, and it was all planned, you know. They're just, you can see some of them are like rolling their eyes like, oh my God, they never give us 4 notice of these things. Like, I'd almost hit my quarterly. Like, you know, this is so bad. This is the busiest shopping day of the year. But they do all start to file their way out. And you can kind of like, you can kind of know that you'd be safe enough to go back down now. Cutting back to, you guys would kind of, find each other just as you're heading back towards the mall, the exit of the mall, you know? Like, I'm assuming Randall would have waited around with kind of Ralph to wait to see that Brittany made it out okay or whatever, right?
Yeah, like, I think, yeah, we probably would have said, oh yeah, just meet at the front entrance or something now that we know it's, like, cleared.
Yeah, so you guys get there and you move towards the front door, but absolutely, you can see like there are some feds outside still, and like from just inside that group of feds, you see like there's a much smaller figure, and he's like, you can hear like, yeah, they like, you know, they're like, his sister is like a tall girl. I saw them like, you know, I saw them hanging out with the mall staff, and they were definitely like orchestrating some of like the attacks on the federal government, who I have like nothing but the highest respect for. I myself would love to be in the service when I get just a little bit older and I'm in the gym every day preparing my body for that. But like, they're totally in the mall right now. And they're the ones who are causing all of this trouble. And then like, he turns to look at the mall and sees you there. And he goes, sorry, officers, just one moment. And he walks, you see Chet approaching through the doors of the mall to face off against you, Brittany, and Ralph Macchio.
Ralph, this is my Johnny Lawrence.
This seems like something you have to do yourself.
Have you got
also,
any?
Also, I'm not fighting a child.
Have you got any words of advice for me?
He looks at you, and like, you know, in your head you hear, like, you know that, like, almost martial arts synth that plays in the Karate Kid, and
course,
he holds
yeah.
eye contact with you for a solid moment, and then he goes, kick the absolute fuck out of him.
Brittany like starts to walk forward to like, you know, defend you like she's done 100 times, and like stops and is like, no, we'll maybe let him try this unless things go sideways.
I think Randall goes up, walks up kind of behind you, and like, you know, kind of like puts my hand like, you know, on your side or whatever, just trying to like, you know, move you to wait, I can't quite move you because you're bigger than me, so I just move around instead. But as I do, I take out the pepper spray from your bag.
Yes.
I have it behind my back as if I'm in like a fighting stance. And I go, okay, Chet, I've been training with Ralph Macchio himself. And
Ralph Macchio's like, I wouldn't say training. Give him a few pointers. Like, I'm going to see how this fight plays out.
What I've learned this training is that you have to be yourself and you have to know your own strengths and your own weakness. And the karate is in here. I point at my chest, my heart, and I point at my head, and it's in here. And for you, it's in your eyes! Pepper spray.
Yes. I am going to say, you can roll. So, you can roll your brains for this fight. And because he's on the back foot and now defending against pepper spray, he's not going to roll with his fight. He's going to roll with his grit.
Yes.
I'm going to roll this in the box.
I'm going to use my two adversity tokens then.
Oh, shit, yeah. So, I don't know what either of these rolls are, so just narratively, you're going to tell me what happens here.
Okay. Oh.
You have a face in the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. So I rolled a nat one.
Oh no.
I spray myself in the eyes, but I go into such a literal blind rage that I just start flailing. Just the most unpredictable, fueled by just like, you know, years of repressed, pushed down bottle emotions that all just like well up from like this pain. And I'm just like, shit! And like, I know he's the only thing in front of me, so all four limbs all at once just bah, bah, bah. And he's caught so unawares by this because he only rolled a two. And I've used my two adversity tokens, so I just about
this is the worst fight in history.
I just about like overwhelm him and like get a couple of cheeky hits in, and then through like blinding tear eyes I just go, I hate you, Chet, why did you always do this to me?
Chet is like absolutely like, ah, what the fuck? Ah, ah. He falls. He trips over a stray ball that had made its way down this far. He falls onto his back and he hears you say that. And he's like, I guess like, I was probably just like jealous that you got to continue the life we love, but I was pushed into it, you know, the cool kids, and I didn't want to play basketball. I wanted to play video games and do karate in the basement. And I know I said you don't deserve to wear the karate suit, but I'm jealous that you had the courage to do it.
Falls over and just starts crying. Ralph Macchio turns to you, Brittany, and goes, I didn't train him.
Just standing there in, bewildered.
In like,
sure,
just like,
proud of my brother.
Absolute blurred eyes. I look down at him and say, that's the thing, Chet. You don't need courage to be yourself. And I kick him and just walk away.
Realizing that you haven't grabbed the key, Brittany's gonna walk over.
Also, I'll be taking this key.
Yeah, the key rolls out. The key, similarly to how it rolled out of your pocket, rolls out of his pocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brittany's gonna go over, grab the key, and go, where's the beef, Chet?
He just vomits. He's fallen into a pool of the pepper spray as well.
Yeah, my pepper spray tears have fallen onto Chet.
As you're like just standing over him, just trash talking as the fucking soul leaves his body. Your tears are now falling into his eyes and the pepper spray is like making him like, you see like, as you guys leave them all, like Marco just kind of like subtly like grabs him by the ankle and drags him out behind you guys so he's not left in the mall. And you can see like the last of the security guards and stuff are
like also filing out. So, you know, like the only people left in the mall are now kind of in the ship, like the aliens who want to go home, you know? You can see like the crowds are all kind of like milling around waiting for this aerobics display.
Oh, yeah. I would have pressed play on the speakers or something to start some aerobics music.
You've got like the... You know what, Ryan? Compose something and edit in here and post.
I only have dramatic alien synth at the moment program, but like... It doesn't work.
No.
They're all just like... But I will write something in the afters.
Yes, and we're already listening to it and it's fucking...
It's playing right
now.
Ryan,
that is perfect. I couldn't have imagined something more appropriate
for
this
aerobics. Just
yeah.
Yeah. So high energy.
Yeah.
I, God, I can't stop moving.
Whoa, so good.
Yes, so you look at Marco. And he like gestures to his, like in a real fucking Doctor Strange moment, like he gestures to his pad and he looks at you and he goes, gives you the nod. But like, it doesn't like, what do you do first?
I like, run up to Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Like, barely able to see him. Ralph, is that you? Oh no, sorry officer. I'm just like barely get to him. I'm like, Ralph, it's now all up to you. You gotta use the glove.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm only contracted to have this on in public appearances. I can't
give it to me, and I just slam the glove onto my hand.
Yeah, for sure. What do you do?
I Brittany, come here. Give me your hand. I can't see very well. You're going to need to help me.
Yeah, we hold hands and...
Is there somewhere you can put the key into?
And I place the... Yeah, I have the ball in my hand.
Yeah.
And our emotional things will go through it. And so I'm like, make a fist.
Okay.
As I hold the ball in the air.
Yeah.
And... So hoping that the, you know, the kinetic things with the power glove will.
So the ball.
It like, needs to be like placed in Infinity Gauntlet style.
Yeah, you got
it.
Oh,
I was thinking that's where our emotional thing would connect it so we could like.
Not yet. No, not yet. So you like.
It needs to be like, yeah.
You place it on and it does go like. And like integrates itself into the power glove.
Yeah.
But like all alien tech, it's inert at the moment. It needs its own juice. What do you try first?
I
out of my makeup bag, I take a wipe and I wipe your eyes. And then I'm like, just take a look at this and look at what's all around you and what it's all done. And I hand you back, you know, your picture and, you know, point how you're standing here with Ralph, you know, again. To get the emotions wellied up inside of you.
I take the picture. I look at Chet on the ground, crying.
Also vomiting and weeing.
I look up at Mr. Macchio, my ultimate role model, who's like, oh, he's just so calm and aloof. and I say, oh, Brittany, I think... Look, we need to like get the energy up for this. Can you get the crowd moving? Get everyone in like high spirits?
I actually packed just the thing for this. I run to the bathroom and I change into my aerobics leotard and come out with my weights.
As you're changing, very quickly, Marco will run over to you and he's like, hey, look.
Get out of the changing room!
No, I would never. He runs over and he's like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, you don't have the signal here at ground level. You gotta get like up on top of that van or something to do this. You know, like you need clearance to do this. And he gestures at like, there's like an old television van or something from the Macchio appearance with a ladder going up the side of it. And that can work as like a platform for you guys to get up and lead this from.
Ralph, can you give me a piggyback ride over there? That would mean everything to me. And like, lift me onto the van.
He looks at you and he's like, yeah, fine. He does that like, get down, yeah, like kind of screw with the arms.
I ride Ralph Macchio as if he's my steed. Yeah. And I'm on top of the world because Ralph Macchio is my world. And I, you know, stand on top of the van waiting for my sister to come out in her leotard.
Fantastic. You get out, you see that...
go up to the main stage.
Randall you know? Has kind of, yeah, like converted the top of this van into like a podium.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the main stage.
Oh, you're going up on the main stage? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, on the microphone there. And I think about what my mom would do once again.
Yeah.
And I've got my pink weights. And I strut out and I'm like, okay, crowd, it's time to work up a sweat. And, you know, start, you know, blasting some
100% like
Duran Duran.
As this music like starts like absolutely like hitting the crowd and they all start getting in following, like they're a beat behind, you know, but it's aerobic, so that works.
And before I go on stage,
yeah,
I grab Marco's hands and I go, we are the winners. Now watch us glimmer.
I'm so glad you said it. I fed the line to you, like, out of podcast. I said it to you, like, 16 times.
I know you wanted it.
Thank you so much. He looks at you, puts his hand on top of yours, and he goes, watch us glimmer. You're the champions. And then you take to the stage. You absolutely start this thing and people are just getting into it. Like the fervor of the holidays is kicking off. Like there's just like an 80s froth building up in this thing. You've got like this like 100 odd people all just doing like perfect practiced aerobics.
Yeah.
And all then in the once. Back, you've got like all the beginners struggling to keep up, but like everybody is just absolutely vibing. And you see the thing just start to glow with like white light and in your hand.
As that happens, like, I think because, like, Randall is, like, so thankful that, like, Brittany has, like, taken all the attention.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I kind of start copying some of the moves that you're doing in an effort to, like, manipulate the power glove and how that's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, like, trying to focus on, like, you know, all of the emotions that I feel for, like, you know, how happy I am to see, like, Brittany doing what she does best and following her mom's footsteps. You know, how sad I am that that, you know, she might leave. How, you know, deep, I don't let myself feel too much, but how proud I am of myself for like standing up to Chet. And then kind of as I do it, I look down at my main man. I look at Ralph Macchio. I know what I have to do. I know what I have to do to lift.
He looks at you and he slowly does the hand section of it and nods.
I know exactly what I have to do to help lift this spaceship. And I go up onto one foot and I lift up the power glove.
Tracking the yaw the whole time.
Yeah. And then like do a truly terrible crank kick.
Your legs go,
and you land too close to the edge and have to catch yourself from falling off. So like, as you like, you land down, and you know you feel this like it's like almost like resistance in your hand as this pressure builds up.
Mm.
You do this kick, and the resistance like leaves you immediately. Like you feel this harmonic energy leave the glove, and then you feel like nothing. A moment, and like the place isn't still, it's not quiet, but you on top of it have felt like almost anticlimactic for a second, and then you feel like a tremendous shuddering, more so than the floorboards underneath the van or whatever shaking from the muscle of aerobics. And then you hear like several huge like clanging noises ring out, like clamps being undone. And then, you know, like this is all happening loud enough to drown out the holiday music now. And then at an almost deafening volume, you hear the engines of the ship engage. And they sound for all the world like a giant synth performing intricate arpeggios. And yes, Ryan, this is my gift for you. to do in post if you
want. In post? No, no, no. Here we go.
Oh, fucking even better. And as it begins to convert the stored emotions into energy for this flight, a huge cylindrical object rises from the center of the mall into the sky above the town slowly. And it hovers for a moment before the engines fully engage at a safe height. And it flashes into the sky, like faster than anything you've ever seen. And as it triggers these engines and disappears into the stars, it discharges a wave of energy that spreads across the sky, sparkling and crackling. And to you and the crowd, it looks like the greatest fireworks show that you've ever seen. At the same instance, this release of emotional energy is captured by the emotional resonance generators that are like dotted around the town still. And this triggers a feedback loop, which begins then to feed the energy back into the town. And you feel yourselves relax as this wave of energy like washes over you and the crowd, and you feel like pride in what you've done, and then also like relaxation as you realize like you've finished it, that your friends are now like safe on their way back home, you know. You look down over the crowd and you see the federal commander like caught up in this wave of good energy, and like everything that's happened in the last few months has now been like washed over him. He looks up at the space where the ship disappeared for a very long moment, and then after several heartbeats, he takes out his radio in his hand and he simply says, "Troops, this one's over. Back to the cars. We're out of here." And you see all the feds begin to, like, you know, holster the guns and the batons and head over, like, just more willing to just let this one go, you know? Nothing more they can do here. They hop in the cars. Two or three of them are, like, fully doing the aerobics as well. So, like, they're like, and they aerobic back to the cars. They take off, and you guys look over at Marco, who's like got like a tear in his eye as he's like realized all his family are safe and now he gets this life here on Earth that he wanted. And that is the end of our story. But I would like you guys, as is tradition in this game, to briefly tell me what your characters then do.
Ooh.
And this can be as long term or short term as you want. What's the happy ending? What's the 80s happy ending for you, the guys? This is when the credits cut and it's giving the... Marco went on to become...
Yeah.
So Brittany, you know, changes out of her leotard into her nice dress. Marco doesn't care about the dust on it.
No.
They dance to Last Christmas and share a kiss. But
beautiful.
At the end of the day, she does accept to go to University of Miami.
Oh, Marco's totally cool with that too, like, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to stifle her in that.
Yeah. You know, so it ends up just being more of a, you know, winter fling.
Yeah.
But she goes on and, you know, becomes successful. Yeah. Marries a guy with the last name of Morris. Ah! No, just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
No. And of course, that's where they would have got the interstellar tech from.
Exactly. Yeah. See?
I think.
It's all connected.
I think.
The planet they go to is Lethuel.
I think Randall finally swallows his pride and realizes that, yeah, he should take the self-defense classes because he's not great. He doesn't do good in them. He realizes he's just not built for it. He's not coordinated enough. He's not, you know, fit enough. And he just doesn't do it. But he does it for the 6 months until
Brittany leaves.
Until Brittany leaves as time to like spend with her. And then I think after a year or two, he probably like looks up to like Marco as like a big brother. And if you, I don't know if you'll allow this, Jim, but like, I think eventually after like, again, a couple of years of just kind of like having not very many friends and stuff, he kind of just turns to Marco and he's like, "Marco, do you think you could call the spaceship at some point?"
"Sorry, man, you want me to call the spaceship?"
"Yeah, I just,
when I was down there, everything seemed like so interesting and cool, and like people just seemed so like accepting there, and I haven't felt.
I mean, man, I can call a spaceship anytime you want. Like, you know, that one was crashed. That's why it took 15 years. Like, we could have it here by lunch, you know? But listen to me, man. Why don't you bring that acceptance into your own work? You know? You got your dad here. You got your sister. She's like, she's not gone forever, man. You know? She's coming back. But yeah, you know, your world is a little lagging behind on the tech, if you don't mind me saying. This CRT monitor is their shape. Why don't you bring a bit of that tech here? You know? Why don't you let that be your thing?
I just think I need... I don't want to go forever, but just maybe a bit of time.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all.
Find.
Yeah.
Fly off.
Out comes the data pad and he's like. And he goes. Yeah, look, it's Microflex. Yeah, look, we got an Earthling here. Wants to, you know, expand his horizons a bit. Look, do we have one of those, like, all the safe tourist ships we use, because every time we join a planet there's one main character who wants to come back up with us. Have you got one of them? I'm thinking like a 3 light-year John Alpha Centauri 2 and back kind of job, like, you know? Yeah, no, between you and me, I think he's gonna break it as soon as he hits the ozone layer, so we just be a bit cautious about this one. But yeah, alright, yeah look, 20 minutes. So
great.
Yeah, like the infinite boundless, horizonless universe is yours to explore, my bud.
And I think he does it for all of a month.
Yep. Honestly, man.
Becomes instantly overwhelmed by everything.
Yeah.
But like, spends so much time in like an environment and around people who are like, you force him to be in touch with his emotions.
Yeah.
That he just basically speedruns therapy. Comes back and then just gets a very boring job working in computers. That's Randall.
I was hoping you were going to be the source of why psychology became acceptable.
No, that goes to work for IBM or something.
Yeah, like. Just like, dude, here's a great new startup called Apple, and he's like, I want to work for them.
It would actually be called Orange in this universe.
Of course. Whatever,
yeah.
You're the guy who sold it to like scraps.
So I'm just one of their first employees.
You turn down the shares. I got
a modest stock option and kind of lived somewhat comfortable for the rest of my life.
Fantastic. All right, people, thank you for joining us for our holiday special. As you can see, both our heroes are living the dream. Thank you very much for listening. As always, give the podcast a good review. Give us 5 stars if your listening platform has that. If you were watching us, do something on your visual platform. And as always, bye.
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 Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.